Here in the United States, both Jews and Muslims are turning to their faiths for understanding of the ongoing violence in the Middle East and for guidance. We have two stories now, the first from NPR's Andrea Seabrook, who visited Jewish Friday evening Shabbat services in Washington, D.C.
Washington Hebrew Congregation is the largest synagogue in the area. Rabbi Bruce Lustig sermons to hundreds of people gathered on this Shabbat, just hours after another Palestinian suicide bomber struck in Israel.
Tonight our hearts are heavy, but they are also hopeful that the state of Israel knows that we stand with them. We have not forgotten. We will never forget. We will not forsake Jerusalem nor the sacred state of Israel that stands as the only beacon of democracy in the Middle East. We will not forget her nor forsake her.
This is a Reform congregation, like most synagogues in the United States. The Reform movement is the most liberal of Jewish sects, and the majority of Reform Jews have for years supported a diplomatic, peaceful solution to the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. But tonight, even some of the most conciliatory Jews are finding that they must, in these tense days, back the actions of the Israeli government, even if those actions are violent. At Temple Micah, another Reform synagogue in Washington, Rabbi Daniel Zemel and his congregation sing their way into the sanctuary. Rabbi Zemel seems as confused as many in his congregation about what he calls continuing anti-Semitism and growing support around the world for restraint in the Israelis' tactics.
I hate having to write this or say it, but I don't know how to escape it. It mystifies me. We are living through extraordinary and dangerous times.
Rabbi Zemel tells his congregation that it's a mistake to draw a moral equivalent between the military acts of the Israeli government and the suicide bombings by the Palestinians. And he says it's important to remember and to teach that though Israel is a sliver of land, it means everything to Jewish people everywhere.
When my children's friends come over to our house and they talk about the problems in the Middle East and I take out the globe from our living room, and I point to Israel on the globe, you can't see it. I have to use my smallest finger, and even then, all of Israel is covered up. It is as if invisible, but it is always there.
Rabbi Zemel says there are two kinds of Jews. Those that are fed up, tired of the oppression, and ready to fight for their rights and their land. And then Jews who want dignity and peace, a sense of social justice in all solutions for all parties involved. Rabbi Zemel says the hard part is that every Jew is both kinds. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington, D.C.